Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the CASA Connection podcast, where we talk about issues that are ongoing in the world of foster care in an effort to raise awareness and educate all of you in terms of, again, these issues that we are consistently facing in the world of foster care. Thanks so much for listening to the CASA Connection, and thanks so much for sharing our podcast with your friends, family, and colleagues. I'm Jeff Warren, and I'm here with our executive director.
Hi, I'm Tracy Heisler. Good to see you today.
Yeah, we're doing great work here at CASA Shaw, CASA of Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren Counties. You can head on over to our website and check out everything we're doing, casashaw.org. We've got a great resources page for you. And specifically, we have a CASA family video series that we've been working on for almost about a year at this point. We have some really, really great TED Talk-based type of videos where we get into subject matters from infant brain development to how to care for textured hair to positive childhood experiences, adverse childhood experiences, and there's some good stuff there for sure. You can go to our YouTube channel to find the family video series, and we've got a playlist there for you.
And our most recent video, and shout out to Jeff because he's produced all of them and he's done a fantastic job with them. But our most recent video to come out was supporting LGBTQ youth.
Yes.
Right now we're talking in March of 2024, and a few weeks back there was an Oklahoma teen who was jumped in a bathroom next Benedict and who died the next day. Next was identified as non-binary.
Yep.
And had experienced unrelenting bullying in school that culminated in their death.
I want to say this really quick before we start moving on here, folks. This is not a political situation we're talking about here. This is life and death. A human being died, and we want to be perfectly clear about the message that we are trying to send here.
We are talking about kids and child welfare.
Yes.
Not about the politics of it.
Yes.
But I did, this deeply impacted me.
Yes.
And hurt my heart to see. And one of the things I wanted to talk about on the podcast is the vulnerability of LGBTQ youth. You don't have to be a conservative or a liberal or an independent or a moderate, anybody in between, to care about child well-being.
Yeah.
And that's what we want to focus on today. We know from the research that LGBTQ kids are at a higher risk of violence. They're at a higher risk of bullying.
Yep.
They're at a significantly higher risk of suicidality. They're overrepresented in the child welfare system. I've seen some statistics as high as 33%, one in three kids in foster care. We currently have LGBTQ kids that we are serving here in our program. Mm-hmm. And so the video that Jeff produced with the
Garden State Equality
was really a way to try to give families and loved ones of these kids some tools to help support them if and when they come out.
Yes.
And it's not designed to approve or disapprove of who this kid is.
Yeah.
But really to save kids' lives.
It is, because an amazing statistic is that 70% of youth who are a trans youth will likely commit or try to commit suicide.
Yeah.
That is an astonishing number. There's 10 individuals. There's 10 trans individuals in front of you right now, folks, 10. And 7 of them are going to try to commit suicide. Please think about that. It is astonishing. And we need to be able to provide these individuals, these human beings, with support and affirmation that they have the foundational supports within our community, places like CASA Shaw, places like Garden State Equality, where they will be able to find caring individuals who want to be there for them.
And just to put that in context for you, Jeff, according to the census, there are 72.5 million kids in America under the age of 18. 1.8 identify themselves as transgender, which means 1.3 million children. 1.3 million American children.
That's a lot of children. It's a lot of children, folks.
Yeah.
1.3 million. So when we are thinking about whether it's a case as what happened out in Oklahoma, and again, this is not political. This is something that is a real life situation that happened. There are families that we serve here at CASA and youth that we serve here at CASA where we do not want that to happen. We do not want to lose youth because of bullying. We do not want to lose youth here because of who they are as a human being. And it's important that we continue to talk about this. And we're going to continue to talk about this subject matter on the CASA Connection podcast because it's important in the world of foster care.
It is. And I think it's important also just to educate people that you don't have to like it. But if you love your kid,
yeah,
you need to understand where they're coming from and protect them.
I think it is unfortunate that we live in such a black and white society at times, Tracy. And I think about this a lot when we talk about various issues within the world of foster care, even outside the world of the LGBTQ plus community and advocacy that we do here, is that there's so much gray in life. There's a lot of gray here in the foster care world. There is a lot of gray. And the fact that this particular avenue when it comes to LGBTQ plus advocacy and trying to protect these children as well faces such a divisive discourse that there's so much black and white surrounding it. And there's a lot of gray, folks.
And I think it's even harder for the boys.
Yeah.
You know, I really do. I mean, growing up, I was a tomboy. I was in pants and, you know, jeans and sneakers and stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Because that's how I was comfortable. But the boys couldn't run around in dresses because they liked it better or they'd get beat up.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
And if you are a boy of color and you are LGBTQ, you're at an even higher risk of abuse.
Yeah. And I see it with, I'll be honest, like I see the cultural foundations being set even with my daughters who are in seventh grade, that middle school period of time where they feel a certain way about themselves, feel a way about other individuals and how they should be. For instance, I mean, my daughters, they're so into skincare products and things like that because it's what they are seeing within the online world. And they're creating this foundation where they have to look a certain way.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked to them about it. About their worth and their self-worth and how we hope that they feel about themselves, that, you know what, any makeup or skincare products or whatever at the end of the day doesn't matter. And they know what's inside their heart matters. I mean, I've got a daughter that makes homeless bags for to keep in our car when we're going into different cities.
I have them too. And I tried to give one out to a homeless guy the other day and he said, no, thank you.
Really?
Yeah, he didn't want it.
We haven't gotten
it's
denied
my first
yet.
First one, I can give one out.
And it was your first one?
Yeah.
Oh gosh! Oh, I got to tell you though, when they do accept it, like we were down in Philadelphia last year for it was my daughter's gymnastics event. Anyway, long story short, we pull up to a stoplight. My daughter sees homeless individual. Can we please give them a homeless bag, Dad and Mom, please? And we're like, yeah, sure. So I got out of the car, walked her over, and homeless individual just gave her a big hug, gave me a hug, and it meant everything to them. Anyway, we completely got off the beaten path.
Not really,
there.
Because a lot of homeless people are LGBTQ
people who were
rejected from their families.
That is a good point.
End up living on the streets.
Yeah.
So.
But where I was going with this is, unfortunately, we still have the cultural foundations, I think, here in America and in other parts of the world, too, where at a young age of 12, 13 years old, the foundations of who we should be within our society are being laid there. It's something I'm trying to work on with my kids.
Have them come hang out with me because I don't give a crap. And so, and both my daughters have embraced the I don't give a crap. They don't wear makeup. They stick their hair up in ponytails and off they go. So
it's sad that even, but from an LGBTQ plus standpoint, that the thought processes are so black and white within. My daughters have come to me and asked like various questions, and we're very honest with them when it comes to LGBTQ plus issues. And They're, of course, so supportive of the community because of who we are, and inclusivity is really important to our family. But it amazes me the stories that are told of children who are not accepting of it.
I will tell you, I have LGBTQ kids. Yeah. And so I've learned a great deal from them about the community and how I can support them. And yeah. So I was at a conference, and I had on my pride flag pin, and I went into, I think it was Starbucks or something, to get a tea, and the barista thanked me and said, I know I can talk to you. Yeah. Thank you for the support. And I've had that happen over and over again, just by some small
token of a pin.
Whether it's a pin or my Mama Dragon rainbow shirt of people who it opens the door to feeling safe to come and say thank you for the support. And if you think about that you feel so alone, that a stranger's pin is what breaks the door down for you to be able to connect.
Oh, man.
It's so sad how lonely. And I saw somebody who had an idea that I wish I'd thought of, but it was, they had a free hug sign at a pride event. And I was like, oh man, I wish I'd thought of that, you know, free mama hugs, because I'll give them out.
I wonder if we should do that at our booth that we are going to have in Washington.
In Warren County,
Warren County. It's going to be, I think, the end of June, June 29th, perhaps.
I don't remember the date, but I'm going to be there.
Yeah, we're going to be there. I am hoping we're going to be there. We might be on vacation. The folks on the podcast here listening don't care about that. But anyway, we're all hoping to be there. That's just to say that our CASA program really enjoys going to various festivals within our community and community events. And we like to be there at Pride festivals. We do, and it's
Show
important
our support
for us. Absolutely.
These kids need someone to care about
Again,
them.
I would tell and suggest to you all that you can go on to YouTube, search out CASA Shaw, head to our YouTube channel, check out our family video series that we have, and specifically check out the LGBTQ plus video that we have put up there in terms of helping to support and building more concrete relationships with youth within the LGBTQ plus community. We would highly recommend that. So as we're ending things here, Tracy, do you have anything else you want to kind of bring to the table and talk about as it pertains to this subject matter?
Just thank you for the efforts that if you're making efforts to connect, even if you don't understand, I'm grateful to you, because we know from the research for kids who are struggling, The magic pill is a caring, engaged, supportive, competent adult. And some of our kids don't have that. So if you're making efforts to be that guy, thank you.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for the CASA Connection podcast here at the end of March. We hope that you have been enjoying the content here. Again, share our podcast with your family members, your friends, your colleagues. We'd love to get the word out about the CASA Connection podcast even more. Head on over to CASASHAW.org. That is our website, and get some great resources over there. We are on Instagram at CASA_Shaw, and you can certainly like our Facebook page as well, facebook.com/CASASHAW. And I think that's going to do it for us. So
I hope you guys have a fantastic day.
Yes, have a fantastic day, a fantastic night, whenever you're listening to this. We appreciate you, and we've got more great content coming in the future here on the CASA Connection podcast. Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye.